The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. It is Memorial Day, a day to remember and honor those Americans who gave their lives for our country. There's traditional wreath-laying at Arlington National Cemetery, along with parades and services from coast to coast. It's a national holiday that goes back a long, long way.
The first national observance was Decoration Day after the American Civil War. Retired Army Lieutenant General Patricia Jarajo reflects on its meaning in relation to her 9/11 service.
I've seen the sacrifices of our men and women and people that were willing to raise the right hand after we got attacked.
Memorial Day evolving over the years. Yes, we remember service members and decorate war graves, but there is no denying it has also become a signal of the unofficial start of summer, a long weekend of leisure activities and holiday sales. I'm Julie Walker.
It is not a done deal, but the U.S. and Iran are said to be close to an agreement that would end their standoff.
Officials in the region say that Iran has agreed to give up its stockpile of highly enriched uranium. That is a key ingredient needed to make a nuclear bomb. Iran will also agree to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to shipping traffic.
Correspondent Joe Fetterman in Jerusalem.
In return, the U.S. is expected to end its blockade of Iran's ports and lift some sanctions against Iran. The deal does not appear to end Iran's support for proxy groups across the region or halt its ballistic missile program. That would fall short of the goals set out by Israel when it launched this war with the U.S. back in February.
Tens of thousands of people are still out of their homes in Orange County, California, with ongoing concern about the risk of a potentially devastating explosion. The threat is posed by an overheated tank that's holding thousands of gallons of chemicals. Authorities are pleading with evacuees to please exercise patience. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial #250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's #250, micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Opportunities for women, including educational opportunities, remain severely limited in Taliban-run Afghanistan, although the BBC's Yokita Lamaye says there is talk of change.
For nearly 5 years, girls above the age of 12 have been locked out of classrooms in Afghanistan, and there is no sign that this ban will be lifted anytime in the future. The opportunities to study have all but been closed, and women are only allowed to work in a handful of sectors, including health and security. In response to the BBC's questions about how the Taliban government can continue to justify the ban, spokesman Hamdullah Fitrat said this is an important issue for their leadership and they're committed to granting women their rights under Islamic law. But he evaded direct questions on whether schools would ever be reopened under Taliban rule.
In Pakistan, a suicide bomber set off an explosives-laden vehicle near a passenger train. At least 23 people killed. News and analysis. townhall.com. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos pushing back on calls for the government to confiscate more money from him and other members of the billionaires club.
Bezos argues higher taxes on billionaires won't directly help struggling Americans, saying even doubling his taxes wouldn't aid a teacher in Queens. He blames government inefficiency and intervention for problems like high rent and low wages, not corporate wealth. Bezos also points to housing policies, not companies like Airbnb, as key drivers of rising rents, saying the real issue is government failure, not a lack of tax revenue. Willie Nelson reporting.
Toshifumi Suzuki has died. The Japanese businessman credited with creating the 7-Eleven convenience store chain, which is a global retail empire. The company says Suzuki, an honorary advisor at 7 and I Holdings, died a week ago of heart failure at his home in Tokyo. He was 93. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Just two kids. when I went and signed my name. Now here I am, just a few months later, coming home to you. I'm flying with my brothers, yeah, we fought real hard. We're all packed up and headed home. And if you're reading this, there'll come a time real soon. Family, friends, and flowers fill the room. And two men with starched white gloves fold the colors till they touch. It's probably more than I deserve, but I'm proud to get this much. Sending all the love I ever had inside this folded flag. Now look at you, you're rounding out, but babe, you wear it well. A little boy or girl, it's still too soon to tell. Wish I could be there now to hold you both. And if you're reading this, you're probably about to cry. Running through your head, questions why. As two men with starched white gloves fold the colors till they touch. It's probably more than I deserve, but I'm proud to get this much. I'm sending all the love I ever had inside this folded flag. Sit here on the mantle for many years to come. Every time you pass it by, I hope you feel my love. Two men with starched white gloves fold the colors till they touch. It's probably more than I deserve, but I'm proud to get this much. Sending all the love I ever had inside this folded flag. Sending all the love I ever had inside this folded flag.
Grandma's recipe. There was a knock on the door around 2 o'clock. Two uniforms and her heart stopped. Yellow ribbon round an oak tree, blowing in the breeze. Here's to the ones that didn't make it back home, the ones we ain't seen in so long. The hold up a beer was a wish they were here, was not forgotten, gone in a better place up there. But they still left to hold down here. We just go on living and go on missing the ones that didn't make it back.
Dollars only. And do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, May the 19th, 7:05 in the morning, news top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's here. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Ben, I've already had a train wreck.
It was a very
genteel train wreck this morning. But what national days do we have today?
It's National Devil's Food Cake Day.
Mm.
And it's National Roadie Day.
Roadie.
That's about it.
Roadie Day.
Yeah, Roadie Day. That's a big deal. No. I don't care how good you are. If you don't have good roadies, forget about it.
The roadies
are the ones who put the lights up and the stage up and the chairs out and they do all the work. So, you know, when you see those big national tours, a lot of roadies that make that happen. So you got to have a good team. You ever see that documentary on Garth Brooks? You know, he'd love to do stage and lighting and all that stuff. So he'd be out there and he would fill the stadium and he would not just come out and perform. He really wanted to know about the lighting and the pyrotechnics and all the stuff that would go on. So it showed you a really great view of what was happening with the roadies. Roadies could be, you know, there's probably a better term, like gaffers and grips and that kind of thing. But anyway, so yay to the roadies.
Well, we talked to the guy from Foreigner. He said he walked out in front of 60,000 people, and I said, "How was that?" And he goes, "Well, that was pretty exceptional." He said, "I just went to the square they had me in where my guitars were, and which the roadies put up."
Yes.
Okay. Anyway,
yeah, so you have your guitar roadies, your guitar tech travels with you. Mm-hmm.
Those are those big those buses you see driving around. They live in them. Is that true? In many cases?
Yeah, they have some very, very expensive. I was in Dolly Parton's once and also some of the rock acts. Because my friend was a gaffer for Journey. Ooh. So that was really interesting to see how he traveled around the world with Pink Floyd and stuff like that. And they would did like, you know, the floating island in Italy. You want to fly over?
Would roadies, once they were known, would they go from group to group?
Yeah, they had like a special team out of San Francisco. My friend did. And they would get the call, and they would do the big, like the biggest of the biggest.
Yeah, but so they would go on, say, on this guy's tour, Hugh Jack, and then
Tina Turner went.
And then they'd finish that tour, and they'd come back.
Right.
And then they'd go.
Get their gear checked up, tightened up, and when they
take
would
take some time off and
Fly those great big, you know, speakers up in the air, and this is like they were trapeze artists, and they have to make sure that their, you know, straps and everything were good. All right. So, that's a good visual.
We do have a show here.
I know. We can
talk about roadies for the next 30 minutes.
It's a very important part of everything we did, even just finishing the rodeo. All those volunteers could be technically called roadies.
But, yeah, we had guys who were putting up the platforms and all these kind of things.
Yeah, you were one.
Well,
I'm kind of a semi-roadie.
No, I was a cherry. I was putting chairs up everywhere.
Oh, well. Well, okay, let's go to the weather. Today's going to be around 90 degrees.
Let's
get to the weather. 90 degrees today, mostly clear skies, overnight lows of 58. Tomorrow's calling for around 93. Sunny days ahead of us. Mostly clear skies on Wednesday night with our overnight lows of 61. Thursday is calling for hot. Now, hot considers about 97, a little under triple digits, mostly clear. Now, this is a big jump on Thursday night, 64. So we're going from 97 to 64 on a Thursday night. Friday is calling for around 96 and Saturday 93. Memorial Day, which is coming up, of course, Sunday, will be around 93. There's a kind of a...
Next week, next Saturday.
Well, okay, so it's Memorial Day here.
Oh, okay, that's a Monday. That's right. That's the they celebrated them, but officially Memorial Day is the 30th.
Okay, so Sunday's 94, Memorial Day, according to this, is 93.
Okay.
The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Again, a veteran-owned company, three generations strong. It's the Kinney family giving you all of your best deals that they can give you at Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson.
And Chuck's on his way over to Goldfield, Nevada, taking a big trailer, and they're going over there, a sister's trailer, to help assist with housing for homeless veterans.
Yeah.
And they're building, they're building a,
the Angel Network this guy does and his family.
And,
yeah,
they're building the outdoor pavilion, not a pavilion, but, you know, putting up the roofs for the shade and awnings.
Yeah. If you've ever been to Goldfield, Nevada,
shade. Nothing in Goldfield, Nevada.
Well, but, there's lots of trailers.
Well, there's, well.
There's some historic.
Anyway,
stuff,
moving right on. We have Mimi Mosley today on this month's edition of She Speaks. And Mimi, tell us about
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having us again. In honor of Memorial Day and in honor of veterans, that was a good segue. We are honored to have a wonderful woman here. Her name is Abri Hibbs, and we're going to work up to what she does for our community, for veterans, in just a second. But let's start with, Abri, tell us a little bit about you and what branch you served in.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning,
everyone. I'm Abri.
No, that's right.
Good. Better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good. I was in the Navy, and I served for about 3 years. There was a lot of stuff that took place, which is why I'm part of Hooked on Healing, but we'll get to that. I was a machinist mate, so I got to work on jet engines, and that was a lot of fun. I would travel to other states and go out at sea and help train and send out pilots. It was a lot of fun on the flight deck.
Yeah. So you were actually on one of the big, they've got a different name.
Carriers.
The carriers,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was an adrenaline rush for sure. I almost flew off I don't know how many times.
Really?
Yeah, and we would link arms when the exhaust, like the aircraft would turn. And then the exhaust, they'd have to, like, kick it a little bit so they could move. And I almost blew off, and we just linked arms. And one person lost his tool pouch, got in trouble for that. But
so
everything else was fine.
Have you ever seen somebody go flying off? Okay.
Not personally. I have seen videos.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, videos
that's crazy.
Of people getting
dangerous work.
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
Flight deck's really
high
dangerous.
High velocity.
Flight deck's very dangerous because of all the, you know, the launching and the mm-hmm. landings, but all the things that happen in between. And they've got different, they all wear different colors.
Yes.
The crew does. And each group has a different color. So.
And what does that signify?
So it depends on which one you are. So I started out as green, which is maintenance. And then I went to white. And then I went to brown for plane captain and everything. So I would lead the pilots on what to do for checking the aircraft and making sure it was safe and sound to get sent out.
That was a big responsibility.
Yeah.
And you did that in 3 years?
Less than that, but yes.
Wow. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I'm really curious. Like, what was the bell when you rung the bell and went, I am going to go try to be in the Navy?
Well, I graduated down in L.A. with my bachelor's, and I came back, and I started hanging out with the wrong people. And I was like, all right, it's time to go. I already wanted to join the Navy and knew I wanted to because my grandpa did it for over 30 years. So I just signed up for it, and I requested to leave within weeks.
Mm, wow.
And then that's when it took place.
That's great. Good.
Yeah.
Well, super. Thank you. We've got a couple of minutes before the break. How about just quickly tell us about what is Hooked on Healing?
Hooked on Healing is a disabled veterans group. It is ran by volunteers and veterans themselves. It is also a nonprofit, but we provide recreational help and healing for those who are struggling with PTSD, with any other type of disabilities that may be hindering them. And it just lets them relax and release all those worries when they cast out. It's a lot of fun. When they fly fish. It's fly fishing.
Right.
By the way.
Yeah. Right.
Fly fishing. So, yeah.
And it used to have a different name.
Yes. So we were part of Project Healing Waters.
Right.
And then
right.
we started our own group about 3 years ago.
And I know the reason you did that.
Yeah.
And I can say it. You probably won't because you're being too much of a lady. They wanted a lot of money that we were raising here to take care of our own veterans.
Yeah.
And they wanted us to fill the coffers of the national organization. We said, whoa, wait there. And so the organization here said, you know what? We can do this on our own, which they have.
Yes.
And changed the name to Hooked on Healing. And this way the money stays and the support stays right here in Shasta County, North State. So bless you all for that. Because we're seeing that in a lot of different organizations. Yeah. They want more of the money that we use for our own veterans.
Mm-hmm.
So
We're going to keep it here.
Yep. Yeah, they took a lot. So then there's no more.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah,
and maybe she can't say that, but I can.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
thank
I can.
You.
Thank you.
All right, we do have to take a break here over time here
this
on KCNR.
And this is a great organization, and we're going to talk more about it when we get back. Let's take our first break.
Yeah, let's do. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio with Carla Lindebaugh on Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie. I've lived in Shasta County for 47 years. You would say I'm as conservative of a Republican as they come. That is why I'm asking you to vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor. Kevin Cry has embarrassed this county long enough. Our county is less safe, our money is being wasted, and he's not fighting for us or our children and grandchildren. Aaron Reznor will. Please vote for Aaron Reznor for supervisor.
Paid for by Aaron Reznor for supervisor 2026.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And you missed that song probably from that award-winning movie, Night at the Roxbury. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Streaming live at KCNR KCNRradio.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive for all your jewelry needs. You know, May is a big birthday month, as well as, well, you know, we
for
just
Linda.
Finished,
for
well,
Linda.
We finished the rodeo. They have beautiful, American jewelry in there. And I always say that if you get your oil changed, ladies, if you've got beautiful, rings or something that you wear all the time, they'll fix your prongs, of your jewelry. They'll clean it. They'll do watch repair. And they're just honest. They have a lot of integrity. They've been in the business, voted best of the North State for 4 years. That's Four Winds Jewelry. All right. Big hugs to that group.
Big hugs to them. Yeah. We're here with
been with us since the day we started. And that's where we had our wedding rings. Before we even
we're
started
sure we're getting married.
Right.
Oh. We're here with Mimi Mosley, and she speaks, and she brought with her Avery
Hibbs. Yes.
Who is one of the leaders of Hooked on Healing, a organization that helps, veterans, mm-hmm. kind of helps them in their transitions and, gets them together, all number of veterans, and they go out and they fly fish.
Yeah.
And I was a member of this years ago. So, welcome, and it's all yours.
Okay. Well, thank you, and we love having you here. Fly fishing is pretty dang expensive. So I know my husband's wanted to do it before, and it's so much money, but it's totally cool. So how do you do that as a nonprofit?
Well, we have a lot of amazing sponsors and donations throughout the years. Few of which is the Fly Fishers, the Fly Shop, the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers. They allow us to use the facility and the Fly Shop. They provide amazing guides for us, and they provide materials needed. We're constantly buying their flies. Because I personally have lost quite a few out on the river, so we are always having to replace those. So thank you guys so much. But they do amazing work, all of them, and they're all for the veterans, they're for the community, and we really appreciate it.
Have you ever watched somebody, Aubrey, that would be a that actually makes flies?
Yes. Yeah, so we do have a fly tying class during one of our meetings. And we're going to – it stopped for about a month or two, but we're going to be incorporating it back in. And it's a lot of fun. We have all the materials, and we provide that to the veterans, along with showing them how to tie the flies. I've done it once, and it's not very good.
It's very tedious, but it becomes a passion and an art form where it's just – and you learn, I guess, when you watch some of these things mm-hmm. – especially recently on the series that we saw,
Madison.
The Madison.
Oh, I love that.
And that was all about the certain flies that would hit at a certain time, and they knew, you know, which feather and what weight and something that they would love. And, I mean, there's this whole, like, one with nature mm-hmm. that happens. And I think maybe, if I'm not mistaken, what's coming to my realization now is that when you're – Hooked on Healing, the PTSD, mm-hmm. it's like why pets and animals and horses. So there you out with the flowing water, you're casting your worries away into,
100%.
So, sorry, that came to my mind, like what that actually could mean with the flow of energy.
Oh yeah, and then you have the water from the river just rushing by, and then just the little trickling. It's amazing. It's serene. And you see the outdoors. And
are you still – I'm sorry.
No, it's your show. No.
Are you still teaching people how to make their own fly rods?
Yes. Yes, we are. We will also be teaching how to make the nets. So next month we're planning on having Carl, one of our members. He does the net building, and he also does the fly rod buildings. He's going to come into the meeting and demonstrate how the whole process works, and then hopefully we'll get more veterans signed up for it, and they could create and build their own fishnet. But yes, also fly rods too.
That's so great. How do you determine who gets to participate? Because you said veterans with PTSD as well as those who are disabled. I can only imagine a disabled vet. If someone's in a wheelchair, is it possible to get them into a boat?
Yes, we actually had a member many years ago. He was in a wheelchair, and just from being part of Hooked on Healing and being able to go out and have that recreational needs, he has been able to just use a walker and the cane, and he's actually able to cast out, and he's amazing, amazing at it. But you don't just have to be in a wheelchair or a cane. There's other disabilities with PTSD that takes place. But you do need to at least be 10% service connected. And it's very...
What does that mean, 10% service connected?
So the VA, if you go through VSO and get your disability rating or whatever it may be, if you're service connected, it happened within the service, your disability, so PTSD.
While you were serving.
Yeah, while you were serving. So like PTSD, it could happen from MST or... being out on the line and everything.
Bombing.
Yes.
It would be amazing to do a show just on, you know, what people experience watching an accident. Imagine, you know, the layman on the street watching an accident. Imagine being in that adrenaline force every single day. That does affect your body.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. That's cool. Thank you. I just can't imagine the details that go into determining who and what. And VSO is the Veterans Service Office. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. There's two locations.
And, Carl, you and Linda have a wonderful guy from there that comes in all the time. Remind me his name. Terry?
No. It's Oh, thank you. As soon as you said that. You know.
Is it Todd?
No. It's
It's a T word. Somebody help us. Anyway, great organization. Anyone who's a veteran.
Come back with the name. Yeah.
Sorry. Some of us are older than others, so we have these little moments. Let's jump into, because this show's all about women and what women do and the voice that they have. Being the only woman in this organization, how do the veterans respond to you? Is there a, is that even a factor?
I would say sometimes it's a little hesitant on the men listening to a woman who's, I don't want to say like 20 years younger.
That's generational.
Yeah.
Okay. So really, I mean, you're coming in and you've got these older guys that are before women really infiltrated or came into being a vital part of now, you know, Carl would say that because he had late women Marines that he served with that were gunners and everything else. So you looked equally, but you can understand that. But go ahead. I mean, going along with what you're saying is that that's what you're experiencing.
Yes, a little bit. But I mean, it's getting better. And
to earn your respect again.
I did. Yes. Yeah, I did. So, I mean, I just started basically when Hooked on Healing started. So they just were branching away from Project Healing Waters. And then I was there when they started Hooked on Healing, and I wanted to be part of the group more. So then I started taking those, you know, administrative steps towards it.
Right.
And I am now going to be the lead coordinator or assistant lead coordinator. So
Bravo.
I'll be running everything. And I'm also the Hooked on Healing marketing manager.
Excellent.
So,
because we need to do commercials. People need to know about it. When it's going to be taking place. You'll have an event.
Yes.
Or two.
Yes. Yeah. At least that's a plan. We're hoping for that. So, and then, just try to...
That's great. Well, we're going to talk more about that.
Yeah.
Is it break time?
It's break time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, should we take us out? All right. We're going to be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. Judy Maxwell and her gang up there on Hilltop Drive. She is amazing, and they serve veterans. If you're looking to figure out what's happening with your 401, anything that's happening with your insurance, fire, you want to figure out maybe how you could save a few dollars, they know what they're doing. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the H. A. Fernandez factory. This stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at Redding Barbecue.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.